Your payroll deadline is rapidly approaching, but you're not waking up in a cold sweat, afraid you've forgotten to pay your staff, because with QuickBooks Payroll, it's all under control. So while QuickBooks is speeding through your pay runs, calculating pension contributions, and managing your taxes all in one place, you can chill like a koala in a hammock.
Search for QuickBooks Payroll. Intro offer for advanced payroll until 15th of November 2019. Visit quickbooks.co.uk for details. QuickBooks. Backing you.
Yeah, yeah, y'all. What's good? Bars and Hoops. Episode 2. I am Stills the Great. Across from me is my comrade, Cy Young.
What's good, world?
What's good, playboy? You know, episode 2, we're going to touch on a little bit of opening week in the NBA. Some pretty interesting games. You know, some interesting outcomes, some interesting performances, some eye-openers, and I must admit that, you know, based off my season predictions, I may have to rekind on a couple of them and apologize to a few players, but...
Why you say that?
You know, a couple of guys, man, caught my attention this week, man. For one, you know, let me just say this. The New Orleans Pelicans are going to stink this year. They're going to really stink. They're going to be terrible. But Anthony Davis... That boy did his thing, and I think that the first chance that he gets to get out of there, he's gone. He had 50 points this week. I'm going to say it again. He scored 50 points opening night. 50 points, 16 rebounds, 7 steals, and 4 blocks. That's ridiculous, man.
That boy wasn't playing, huh?
Yeah, he wasn't playing at all. Then they still took an L. That's why I said they're going to stink. In the next game... He follows that performance up with another 45 points and 17 rebounds.
Are you serious?
45 points, 17 rebounds, yeah.
So he's damn near averaging 50 right now.
Damn near averaging 50. He's going to be a problem, but the Pelicans are going to stink. They're going to stink. For real. DeMar DeRozan is another one. You know, Toronto Raptors. Opening night, he scores 40. Taking names and kicking ass. You know what I mean?
It's ridiculous.
Miles Turner. Some of y'all are asking, who the hell is Miles Turner? Miles Turner plays for the Indiana Pacers. You better get to know him, world. That kid is going to be a problem. He came out with 30 and 16 opening night. LeBron, you know, what else can you say about the King, man? He torched my team. Yes, I'm a Knicks fan. And what? He opened up with a triple-double on the Knicks. He opened up a can of whoop-ass, you know, on ring night. You know, we was basically the sacrificial lambs for the Cavs that night. But it's all right because the very next game that we played...
We bounced back. Big time.
Yeah, Memphis was welcomed into the slaughterhouse. Welcome to the slaughterhouse, Memphis. And Mr. $153 million, Derrick Rose... Put some cutting on that ass. You know what I mean? Put him in the blender a couple of times, but we ain't gonna talk about D-Rose. It's too early. I don't wanna jinx him and what he's doing right now. I'm really loving what I'm seeing.
You're looking real good out there.
Yeah, he was definitely looking really good. You know what I mean? He definitely, his lateral movements, the quickness, the handle was still there. He was finishing at the rack. I think that this year D-Rose is gonna be on a mission and he's gonna surprise a lot of these haters out there that doubted him. But moving along, the Sixers, yes, the stinking Sixers, the city of brotherly hate, Philadelphia. You might have one. It took them 3 years to finally do something and to finally be healthy, but Joel Embiid came back with a vengeance, and he looks like he's been working with Hakeem Olajuwon over the past 2 summers or something, because he came out like gangbusters the other day.
Seven footer with footwork
like that. But let's not get it twisted. He could have on ballerina shoes on the floor. They still lost, and the Sixers are still going to be terrible. But you got one, Philly, and who knows?
When that boy Ben Simmons comes back.
Yeah, when Ben Simmons comes back, it's going to be a problem. I don't know when. They're projecting sometime in January,
right? Yeah.
But, you know, they got one in Philly, man. And it might just be some light at the end of the tunnel, Philly. Your team stinks right now, but Joel Embiid is a problem.
Oh, you got to, you know, buy that stock while it's low now.
Buy it while it's low. Buy it while it's low, and I'm going to sell it as soon as it get high when the Sixers stink. Oh, yeah. And while we're laughing, we're going to be laughing at those cats in Golden State. They got their asses handed to them. You know what I mean? Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs put the smackdown on that ass. Picked your face up off the floor, KD. Kawhi had something else coming to you.
Not Cav, man. Not cool-ass Cav.
Nah, man. Cool-ass Cav was cool, all right. His ass was cooling on the bench while they was getting spanked by 29 points. Let's get to that. 29 points. Coach Popovich said, don't count us out yet. Tim Duncan may not be there, but we still got some young studs on this team. And Kawhi Leonard was cooking everybody in sight. He was cooking everybody. Oh, yeah. And it was also a coming out party for Jonathan Simmons. Yes. If you don't know who Jonathan Simmons is, Google him and look up his story and get back at me. You know what I mean? The Spurs are looking like the real deal. I did kind of predict them getting tossed out in the first round, but I kind of take that back because they showed me that that work that Kawhi Leonard was doing with Kobe Bryant over the summer paid off because he was out there cooking the Warriors, picking Steph's pockets, going to the basket, boofing it. You know what I mean? Pause with the boofing it, but he was doing his numbers. You know what I mean? And the Warriors couldn't do anything with the Spurs.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Spurs is on a mission.
Sure. Yeah, the Spurs are on a mission. The Spurs are definitely on a mission. But I don't know, man. I seen a lot of things this week that made me change my tone about who might hoist that Lombardi trophy. Well, not Lombardi trophy, but that NBA trophy.
Larry O'Brien
trophy, up when it comes June. And it may not be the Warriors. It may end up being the Cavs because they look like a well-oiled machine. Kevin Love, you know, as much as I hated on him in the past, that boy was out there balling the other day, man. And he looks really, really comfortable.
They took care of Toronto last night, too.
And the scary thing about this team is that they're firing on all cylinders early. Kyrie is looking like a problem. And Kevin Love looks very comfortable in that offense right now. He's shooting the lights out of the ball from three-point range, grabbing boards. LeBron is out there looking like he's in a playground by himself.
Buy that stock now, folks.
Yeah, buy that stock now, man, because Cleveland does look like the real deal. But let's not get it twisted. They did beat up on a new-look New York Knicks team. You know, bunch of new players coming in. Seven new players.
It's a whole new squad. The Knicks got a job.
Whole new squad.
You're going against the champs, though, what you expect.
Yeah, they definitely got their asses handed to them by the champs, and I got to give it up to them. But, you know, chemistry, at the end of the day, is going to determine how far this team goes. You know what I mean? You got a new coach, Jeff Hornacek. You got three new starters in the starting lineup. Carmelo Anthony is doing his numbers. Porzingis looks like he's not suffering from any sophomore jinxes whatsoever.
No way, pal.
And Derrick Rose is out here cooking dudes on his comeback tour. You know what I mean? But moving on, you know, we're going to talk about a few rumors.
Oh, you forgot about Westbrook?
Oh.
How you forget about Westbrook?
Oh, nah, I really didn't forget about Russell. You know, Westbrook is out here tormenting cats on the court. He's looking like he's doing pretty well without Kevin Durant on the Thunder. You know what I mean? He's carrying the team on his back. A lot of people are complaining about how many shots he took. It doesn't matter how many shots he took. It's how many wins you get. And right now, he's shooting the lights out of the basketball, and he's torching everybody that's in his way, and he's on a mission right now to become the league's MVP. Yes, that's right. I said it. Damn near averaging a triple-double. You know what I mean? Game one, he had 51 points. No, I'm sorry. Game two, he had 51 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists. The boy is not playing when I'm out there, and he's going to show everybody what selfish ball playing is all about. You know what I mean? And I like Russell Westbrook. I like his makeup. I like his attitude. He's a tough guy. He's a tough cover. And he reminds me of how guards used to play in the old days. You know, I don't want to sound like an old head, but I seen some tough guards come and go in this league.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's definitely a throwback, and I respect his makeup.
He doesn't want to be a friend. He just wants a ball.
Doesn't want to be your friend. Just wants the ball, dress weird, and do his numbers. You know what I mean? You know, I'm kind of mad he read up with OKC, but hey, he got what he wanted. He got his own team, and we're going to see where the Thunder end up when it's all said and done. You know what I mean? Well, speaking of the NBA, we're going to get to a couple of rumors out here that was kind of, you know, hilarious this week. I've been hearing, you know, Scottie Pippen with Future beefing.
Man, here we go.
That's crazy. Old school beefing with new school. You know what I mean? Future showing lack of respect for some veterans out here. Said, I'm not a ball player, I'm a rapper. And if your wife likes me, I'm taking her down. I'm a crack. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Bro, how does this happen though, man?
Like, I mean, hey man. You know, money, man. Money and fame. You know what I mean? Scottie Pippen was
a legend.
Man, Pippen was a legend back when, you know, Jesus was balling. And when I say Jesus, I mean MJ. You know what I mean? But that was damn near 30 years ago. Future's popping now. He's the future. He's the future. And his wife, you know, wanted a piece of the future. You know what I mean? Allegedly.
So I take it Future got a story to tell soon.
Future definitely got a story to tell soon. You know, God bless, Big. R.I.P. Future probably going to make a song just like you, baby. You know?
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? Then you got Trick Daddy out here. Trick Daddy looking all shrimp in the faces.
I wish you had the audio on that.
No, man. I would have the audio, but I don't want to disrespect my lovely black sisters. But he said, y'all got to tighten up. You know what I'm saying? Stop buying them weeds, them bundles, $1,000 a bundle. Say you need to tighten up. He said these white women and these Spanish women is looking really fine out here. He said they learned how to cook some fried chicken. Your ass is done. Game over.
Listen, that's ignorant on a lot of levels and all that, but you can't argue with that man.
Yeah, I can't front, man. I can't co-sign that, man. It is.
And at the same time, though, I don't know what kind of black women this dude be like. Used to
sing,
but
yeah, I really don't know.
He's out here killing it, man, doing their thing.
Yeah, he is down there in Miami. That's a lot of strippers on them poles. So, you know what I mean? He probably just fishing in the wrong pond, ladies. Don't take no offense to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But he's not lying over you. Some of y'all got to tighten up.
Yeah, you do got to tighten up, man. You know what I mean? Your man come home, make sure that he got a nice hot meal, not sounding chauvinistic or nothing, but, you know, that's the key to every man's heart is through his stomach. So if you're at home, before your man gets home, make sure something is hot on the grill for him. You know what I mean? And that'll lead to a happy life. You know what I mean? You know, speaking of happy lives, we're going to talk about Chloe. My man L.O. said that, you know, Chloe got that snatch that smelled like airing backs. He tells the judge that, yo, her snatch is smelling like earring bats. Oh, you know what I mean? I don't know if French Montana had a problem with that.
Frenchies,
you know what I mean? I damn sure see that Tristan Thompson don't got a problem with that, with them earring back snatch. But, you know, Chloe does what she does.
When L was messing with her, he got a ring though, right?
Yeah, L definitely was in love with her, you know what I mean?
You're saying he caught a ring though when he was with her, right?
Yeah, L definitely caught a championship ring. You know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, it's not a good thing for Tristan Thompson.
Hey, man. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, he got LeBron James on his team, so it's easy to say that. He's not a man. Without LeBron James, he gets nothing. He gets a Cracker Jack ring. You know what I mean?
That boy Thompson be killing the boards, man.
Nah, he do. He's definitely the window washer. He's up there grabbing them boards. He's flying around. Grabbing them alley-oops out the sky like, you know, it ain't no tomorrow.
He's
putting helmets on
him.
Yeah. Right now, he's slamming Khloe. Kardashian has definitely made a way for himself, you know, by way of that snatch. You know what I mean? Shout out to Ray J. You open the door for the Kardashians, baby.
Yep.
Now they just running amok all over the place. You know what I mean?
They need to throw him a couple of dollars or something.
Yeah, they need to throw him a couple of dollars. Throw him some royalty money or something, man. You know what I'm saying? A little royalty check for that. You know what I mean? Putting y'all snatch on blast and now everybody's on it. You know what I mean? Kimmy K with Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Catching jukes. Getting jukes in... Where was it?
France.
In France. Niggas in France said, oh, you think it's a game? Come up off of that. Nah, that's nothing to laugh about. But, you know, I mean, it's a pretty interesting world today, man, especially in the world of sports, man.
It's crazy.
Just to you know, switch gears and slide over to the NBA, to the NFL, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, the Seattle Seahawks and my man Russell Wilson, man. I mean, hey, man.
He did a split and that was it.
Man, listen, man. Future strikes again, man. He gave you the bad luck and you took it, my brother. You know what I mean? I know you was practicing abstinence and all that, and they made an announcement. You finally got some buns. I think that you should have kept that to yourself because obviously it's affecting your play, brother. It's looking like Ciara's out here putting a bad curse on the Seattle Seahawks, man. Hopefully things don't get out of hand in Seattle, man.
What's they record looking like right now?
Man, they record is they probably playing 500 ball right now, if I'm not mistaken.
I think
they took an L today to New Orleans. You know what I mean? And you know
the Saints, bro.
Yeah, Saints are good at home, and I took them. By the way, I'm not a believer in Seattle, and now that Ciara's on the scene, you know what I mean? It's not looking good because your star quarterback's head is somewhere else. Literally,
yeah.
Pause. Yeah, but you know, we gonna keep it light this episode, man. Bars and hoops, man. Hopefully you enjoyed this little short segment. Leave your comments, feedback. Follow us at Bars and Hoops on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, and we'll be streaming live on podcast very soon, man. For those of you that want to catch this interview again or this segment again, go to www.barsandhoops.com. Until next time, life is about love and hate. And the key to life is making sure that the love outweighs the hate. And everything will be straight, baby. My name is Stills the Great. My man,
Cy Young
on the check-in. Until next time, people. Uno.
At the Bank of Antandek, mortgages are on the menu.
I was in the chippy last night and it hit me.
Go on.
We should give all our new mortgage customers £1,000 of spuds.
Potatoes?
Yeah, jackets, roasties, dolphin wars. I mean, what's not to love?
Hey, yeah, we could call it
mashback. Genius.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're giving their customers £1,000 cash back on selected first-time buyer mortgages. See what's possible at Santander.
Lending subject to status and criteria. Cashback given on completion and repayable if mortgage closed within 2 years. Offer can be withdrawn. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
At the Bank of Antandek, mortgages are on the menu.
I was in the chippy last night and it hit me.
Go on.
We should give all our new mortgage customers £1,000 of spuds.
Potatoes?
Yeah, jackets, roasties, dolphin wars. I mean, what's not to love?
Hey, yeah, we could call it
mashback. Genius.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're giving their customers £1,000 cash back on selected first-time buyer mortgages. See what's possible at Santander.
Lending subject to status and criteria. Cashback given on completion and repayable if mortgage closed within 2 years. Offer can be withdrawn. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.